What is going on, gents? It's RPM here, coming into with another episode of Hockey Mask Time. Now, before I get started, let us bow our heads and recite the HMT motto, shall we? A man will only take so much disrespect. And it's only a matter of time before he finally decides today's the day. Ah, gentlemen, here we are yet again, and another woman has decided to push the man in her life beyond his line. So, of course, he decided to punch her ticket to the termination train. Far too many women, as we always say, have gotten far too comfortable in today's society with believing that they can push a man over his line and he will not retaliate. No, ladies. No. In another case, or should I say another deadly case, a fuck around and find out. Like the woman in this article that was published on the 16th of July. Bell Glade man arrested after his ex-girlfriend is offline and another man is wounded. What do we have here? Looks like a case of get back to the highest degree. However, gentlemen, the devil is always in the details. Now, let me just go ahead and say this right here. Woo! A violent domestic altercation escalated into tragedy on Friday night. Mac Williams, 45, was arrested on July 12, 2025, following a violent domestic disturbance that left one woman dead and another man injured. The incident occurred late on the night of July 11th in a residential neighborhood in Palm Beach County. Palm Beach County Sheriff's Office deputies responded to a 911 call from a juvenile male reporting that his stepfather, Mac Williams, had broken into their home and shot his mother. The call was made at approximately 11:47 p.m., detailing the harrowing moments the juvenile described hearing his mother being shot. Gentlemen, I said the devil is in the details. Now, the title says ex-girlfriend. However, the child said stepfather. Well. Gentlemen, who are you more apt to believe? The publication or the child? So, why would the child call Mr. Williams his stepfather? Not her boyfriend or anything like that, but his stepfather. See, that right there is a major, major detail that throws this into a whole other category. According to the arrest affidavit, the juvenile reported that Williams, wearing a black hooded sweatshirt, broke into the home through a window and confronted his mother. The juvenile heard his mother being shot while on the phone with 911. Dispatch could hear the commotion, including a man demanding, quote unquote, "Where's your mama?" followed by gunshots. Upon arrival, deputies found Williams lying outside the home on the roadway. he was immediately detained. Inside the residence, deputies discovered Shante Butts, 42, deleted from apparent gunshot wounds, and an unidentified male suffering from a gunshot wound to the chest. The male victim was transported to St. Mary's Medical Center and is currently in stable condition. During a post-Miranda interview, Williams claimed that he entered the home and got into a physical altercation with the male victim, during which the gun went off. He denied shooting the victims and refused to provide any further details. Deputies found a handgun magazine and several shell casings at the scene, further implicating Williams. Williams faces a first-degree termination charge, attempted termination, and possession of a firearm by a convicted felon. Well. Gentlemen, once again, the devil is in the details. He broke into their home. He confronted the woman. She had another man in that house. What does this sound like? I'm going to tell you what this sounds like. From my humble opinion, of course. This sounds like the typical hood scenario. Woman decides to get with a pookie that is a jailbird, that's a convicted felon. That way, she can control him by way of saying, if you don't do what I want you to do, I'm going to call the police on you. Since you are a felon, they can get you locked up. However, more than likely, Mr. Williams decided, you know what? No, I'm not going to do that. I'm not going to play that game. So, more than likely, she put him out and decided to bring a new man into her house. He finds out about it. He goes back to the house, confronts her about it. The new simp decides to play Captain Save Him, and he ends up getting a round in the chest. So then Mr. Williams decides, you know what? Nah, I'm going to take matters into my own hands. Because once again, that huge detail that the lamestream media would want you to completely gloss over, the fact that the child himself said that that man was his stepfather. So no, let's go ahead and throw out the whole ex-girlfriend narrative. Sounds like this man found out that his wife was cheating, and he decided to take matters into his own damn hands. What more do I need to say about this one, gentlemen? Honestly, what more do I need to say? Anyway, let's get to that scorecard, shall we? For location, it went down in their home. I'm going to give this a 15 since he broke back into that house. Method of execution, obviously, the problem-solving pistol, gonna give that a 5. Psychological impact. Unfortunately, a juvenile had to hear what happened, so I'm gonna give that a 60. And for the brutality factor, the new simp slash white knight got a round to the chest, and she got several rounds to make sure that she was effectively dirt napped. So I'm gonna give that a 30. So Mac, Warpath Williams gets a score of 110. Gentlemen, like I said, from my humble opinion, that was a hood scenario that played out. Get me a pookie. Be sure to be able to threaten him by proxy violence of the law. He doesn't want to obey me. Throw him out. Bring a new man in. And expect the pookie to just live with it. No, 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 no. So like I said previously, the whole ex-girlfriend narrative, nah. Sounds like she married this man. Because once again, the detail of the child saying that he was his stepfather, yeah, that threw that into a whole different category. But hey, hey, as our esteemed brother, the Lion of MGTOW, always says, hibristophilia. Another case of hibristophilia. This woman decided to get with a pookie, which we all know a lot of black women do. They get with compromised men. Men that are already jailbirds, men that are already felons, in a sick, twisted form of control via the legal system, via the police. But yeah, this woman decided, oh, this man, Mr. Williams, who is a menace to society, gets me hot and bothered. As long as he's a menace to society, he's good. He's cool. However, that menace to society, when she decided to go against him, became a menace to her. And in the end, the hockey mask was put on. Well, I've rambled on long enough. Read the article. Let me know what you guys think. And to you women out there, you hibristophiliacs who believe that you can control compromised men, that you can control convicted felons by way of using the system against them when they decide not to obey you, you better understand this. And you better understand this crystally damn clear. The power you think you have in that scenario with that compromised man will go out. Feminism and believing that the legal system is going to be there to shield you against him when he finally snaps, that's going to go out right along with it. And trust and believe, ladies, men who are already compromised, men who are already felons, those are definitely men who really have nothing to lose. So you really are playing with fire when you deal with these types of men. Oh, well, oh, well. She's not the first. She will not be the last. And guess what? When that man finally snaps, it will become a lethal event. It is what it is. That's all I got to say for this one. RPM, I am out.
Welcome, murder on my mind, yeah. Losing all my hope, yeah. I'ma do the crime, yeah. Fuck the red or blue, I'ma take the black pill, yeah. Fuck the red or blue, I'ma take the black pill.